This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's my song. That's my jingle. That must mean we're back on the air, Jay, yeah?
Yeah.
Got it? Wait a minute. This microphone on? Oh, there it is. Okay. Guess we're on. Back again. I'm back in the saddle again to bring you up to date on what's going on here, there, and everywhere. This is an effort to come up with a renewable, biodegradable design material that also will eliminate landfill waste. Boy, this is something that we really need. How much we waste?
That's good news, yeah.
Unbelievable, the kind of things that we put into landfills we burn up. Anyway, designers are proposing to cover the walls of your home with fish scales. Huh. The idea is they want to make an elegant tile made from fish scales. It's called scalite. Separates and then combines naturally occurring minerals and the collagen in the fish scales to create what would be, at least the people are describing it, as a beautiful, durable, fire-resistant tile.
Mm-hmm.
Fish scales.
Recyclable.
Yeah. Sometimes it turns into fertilizer. We use fish. I don't use chemicals in my farm. I use fish. There are a lot of things that come, ground up fish and things from the sea. You know, seaweed is a very good fertilizer, that kind of stuff. And so this is what, and by the way, those of us who have fish oil in our diets, eating fish or having fish oil tablets, I take 3 or 4 a day. Perhaps that explains once in a while you hear, because they tend to revisit you. You take them down, and they come back up for a return engagement.
It tastes the same. Isn't there another type of fish oil that's not exactly fish oil? It's like a specific fish. Is it krill? Krill oil? Is that the
krill
one?
Krill oil. Up? Yes,
yeah, there's
krill
something
oil.
Else that is
yeah.
supposed to not have
the
tasteful burpy effect.
Right. Yeah, the burp thing of a bubber. Anyway, but this the fish, all kinds of good for all kinds of good reasons. It's you know, I wonder how much of the fish scale, though. I mean, when you consider if somebody is thinking when they're, you know, on these ships that go out and they fish and they kind of clean up the fish on their way back to port. They freeze them and then they take the scales off of them and they cut the guts out of them and stuff like that. I wonder if there's enough of this. They must have figured it out. They must have figured that there's a lot of this stuff around. Or they can pay people. It may be just another way for fishermen to make a little more money, which they certainly can. Most of the fishermen that catch the fish that we eat are independent. They have their own boats and their families and stuff. Did you see the movie Coda? If you haven't seen...
I did not, but I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
Right. Well, they were there. It's a fishing family, and they're all deaf. It's a great, great, great... Didn't it win an Academy Award last year? Seems to me it did. It's a great movie. Anyway, but the reason I bring it up is because all the members of the family are on the boat, and they all have different jobs, and so one of them is there to scale the fish, and then they just they throw it overboard. They don't keep it. This is something, you know, I think it deserves some more thought, frankly. It's good. Ceramic-like tiles made of fish scales. Would you use them on your home? 888?
They're pretty. Mm-hmm.
What? Well, everybody's, the beauty's in the eyes of the beholder, right? Some people think of fish, fish scales. I can see them on a house in Florida, frankly. Right? Huh? Yeah, that's it. The Floridians love that stuff. More so than Californians, I think. Speaking of California, do we have an update on the earthquake? 4.2 about 2 o'clock California time, 5 o'clock our time this morning. 4.2, and Warren Eckstein, who is just with us, lives in Santa Monica. He felt it there. I have not talked to either of my children, but I'm going to guess that they both have felt it as well. 4.2 is not... Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear the update.
I was seeing a lot of people tweeting from Sherman Oaks saying that they just woke up, they came to Twitter to see if anybody else was talking about it. Did they just feel an earthquake? So it was felt around parts of Southern California, but the 4.2 magnitude earthquake itself, and then it had some aftershocks that were ranging from about 2.6 to 3.5. However, the city of Los Angeles, the fire department, they did go do all of their surveying and everything, and they said that there's no damage that they are seeing, no damage has been reported, no injuries have been reported, and everything is returning to normal operation mode.
All right, do me a favor, James. You have Jennifer's number, right? You have well, I certainly have it. I don't know whether you do or you don't. You must have Jennifer's number. So give her a call. She'll be on her way to the radio station. Let's find out from her what she felt. All right. I hear nothing from James, but I'm figuring he is hearing what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. So let's find out how Jennifer's doing. See if it happened early enough for her to fall out of bed. One way or the other. Okay, so that's going on the West Coast. The whole business, there's so much attention. Maybe it's because of my love of California. I have sort of a love-hate relationship with California. Every time I'm there, this past weekend, I just love being there. There's an energy. Maybe it'd be spirit of my children, my grandchildren help me out. But just driving around, it's so unique. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. It's too bad it's being befouled by the likes of Newsom and some of these other clowns that are there. The drought that's now over in California, this is something that will have a potential silver lining. For those of you who are in the state or who travel to the state and you look around the summertime, see how dry everything is and how brown everything is. Well, all of this rain is going to likely present a super bloom. You hear of super spreaders. Do you know what a super bloom is? Probably use your imagination.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's fairly rare because there isn't, you know, a lot of rain. But when there is an unusually heavy winter rain season, what happens, the super bloom leads perennial flowers to bloom all at once in the early spring. The spectacle is so large. I can remember happening maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago. The color is amazing. I remember somebody out in the space, out in the International Space Station, saying that they could see it. The flowers are so abundant. They're so beautiful. You're overwhelmed by it. Frankly, the color, the smell, the abundance of it, it's really something that if you're fans of a botanical garden, you know how it's set up. You go to a botanical garden, you're overwhelmed. That's the word by this. There's something about the fragrance, too, that I love about this time of year. From this time of year through February and early March, there's something that blooms, and I can't remember what it is. But when you walk out of the house, walk up and down the street, you can't miss it. It's just
okay.
It's
a really good smell.
Yeah.
What is the one tree? There's a tree that it flowers before the flowers fall off, and then the leaves come on, and it's so beautiful when it flowers. But when those flowers fall before the leaves come, it smells like a cadaver. It is this horrendous, just such an offensive smell of a tree. But it is
that
so
I don't
beautiful.
Know. Don't know. All right, people are ditching GPS for paper maps, huh? What did he just say? Wait a minute, I always use my GPS.
MapQuest just got a resurgence.
Right, exactly. Well, I remember using paper maps all the time and how hard it was at nighttime, right, when you're going to try to find something or you write directions down.
It. Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a survey out. The National Mapping Agency, of course, is a national, right, mapping agency. They've got everything else. In the past year, these people running this survey say there's been a 144% increase in sales of maps. I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal, and this is where the coverage is coming from. They are quoting the AAA, saying that they have produced in the last year 123% more MAPS than they did the year before. Now, what is that? Is that the Generation Zers going to a MAP? I'm doubting that. Maybe it's the fact that old-timers are more on the road after the pandemic, and maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know, because no explanation. But, you know, under the circumstances, it's kind of fun. You stop by the side of the road, you get the map out, and you say, okay, we got to turn left, you know, 3 miles up the road, that kind of stuff.
I do wonder what this would do with distracted driving, though, if you don't pull over and you're still driving, trying to look at this, and you pass a police officer. Is it relatively the same as if you happen to be looking at your phone while you were driving?
Mm-hmm. We've been caught.
I remember, like, just even not map maps, but MapQuest, people would print out their directions and still try to, like, go through them while driving and, okay, is this the turn coming up, and totally looking at them. Like, basically you're reading a book while you were driving with these MapQuest papers.
You never heard me tell the story about driving. When I used to do mornings in Providence, I'd get up and leave the house at 3 o'clock, and I would have about an hour drive, and I would read. I'd have one eye on the road. I had an old Mercedes, and I'd be zooming down the road, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody around anywhere, and I'd stick to the speed limit. The roads are pretty straight, and they're all super highways, so I would be reading. I'd read a book or a magazine or something I could use on the air when I got there, but I have one.
I feel like I'm not surprised. This sounds about right. Sounds about right for you, Doug.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
I'm sure you read a lot of books.
I did, as a matter of fact.
But weren't you worried about deer or any other critters?
I don't know that I was.
Not that many around the road.
Nah, not on the highway, the superhighways, nah, not too much. I had one eye on the road. I was watching where I was going. I was watching speed and stuff, but there was never really anybody on the road at that hour. I had to worry about truckers here and there. Mm-hmm. Worrying about it didn't overwhelm me under the circumstances. Maybe you could say, well, he's not smart enough to have been concerned about it, and otherwise he wouldn't have done it.
Well, look at you now. It seemed like it was okay.
Yeah, right, in a manner of speaking. Well, here I am. Maybe that's proof positive that it was okay, right? I am here, and so we're all thankful. I hope we're all thankful. Then I'm certainly thankful that I'm here with you.
Super.
It's now 18 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Streaming only on Peacock, from the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, got this gift, always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
Do you watch too much Dateline?
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I've been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming now, only on Peacock.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
I
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, the Good Dayster. Good Daysters, Good Daysters. Can we, is that a word, Jay? Can we, the Good Daysters.
I feel like good we should day. Be able to, yeah.
Yeah, Good Daysters, yes, okay. So here's a little inside radio talk. The Super Bowl, I suppose maybe, I'm looking at some advertising news. Ford, Taco Bell, UPS, all have signed on to spend a lot of money advertising their products. Let's see, Taco Bell is going to advertise their crispy chicken wings, and all to the tune of about $6 million a spot, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in that vicinity, and they're already sold out, right? Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. By the way, for those of you who are worried about the effects of the whatever recession we're in, you'll be all happy to know. This is a pretty good indicator of what's going on, excuse me, in terms of the economy. Advertisers have spent 37% more money advertising on radio in this past month than they did at the same time last year. So that's good news in the sense that they normally, yeah. Normally people cut their advertising budget first if they're worried about the economy. So I would say that's yet another thing to be happy about. Speaking of the Super Bowl and commercials, Chris Stapleton is going to sing the national anthem, and then there's going to be a black national anthem. I don't know what that's about. Let's dig around in that after this. Time for us to underscore what's going on at MyPillow.com. Using the code DS, you can get fabulous bargains even for your pets. Yes, the MyPillow pet bed is available right now, so you can have a pet that is enjoying the same comfort that you are in the MyPillow pet bed. You know, they have mattresses, mattress toppers, all those good things. MyPillow is known for quality and value. Those things are great. MyPillow's different sizes. The pet bed, I'm just underscoring some of the things here. It's a fabulous company. They do fabulous work. So go through. There's a great product catalog you can get. All you have to do is download it at MyPillow.com. See what specials they have, whether it's the comforters, bathrobes. It is a cool way for you to spend a couple of moments and then save some money. MyPillow.com. Check out using the discount code DS. That's MyPillow.com. And the band! I don't think this is what the national anthem is going to sound like when he sings it, though, right? This is just a reference.
I hope he brings that grit to his voice.
You like that grit, huh? Chris Stapleton, gritty with the national anthem. So Cheryl Lee Ralph, you and I have been talking about this off the air, performing the black national anthem, because I don't really watch the Super Bowl. I don't pay much attention. 57th Super Bowl, Sunday, February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. And so we'll see the whole game on Fox pretty much as usual. This lady is going to perform the 123-year-old hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing, which has been. It's a great song. It's a beautiful song, as a matter of fact. I don't know. This lady is in Abbott Elementary. If you don't know who she is, I'm not familiar with her. But I just find it troubling that we have. I get the idea of having attention paid to people who have been marginalized for a long time. I get it. But if we're Americans, all of us, whether we're black, whether Hispanic, whether we're white, whatever we are, we're Americans. So this becomes a distraction, at least for me. It does. Maybe it doesn't make any difference because I don't watch the game. Anyway, I don't really much care about the game.
The song itself is great for everybody in general. And then we also have R&B legend Babyface, who will be performing America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rihanna with a big halftime show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can tell me about it the next day, okay? I'll probably be on a tractor someplace or on an airplane. But anyway, okay, so at least we acknowledge Chris Stapleton anyway singing the national anthem. That was the purpose of this conversation, 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI retrieved a small number of documents in sealed boxes with classified document markings from former Vice President Mike Pence's Carmel, Indiana home earlier this month. The Justice Department is seeking the breakup of Google's business model involving its digital advertising across much of the Internet. Papers filed in federal court in Virginia alleges that Google abuses monopoly power in the ad tech industry, hurting web publishers and advertisers that try to use competing products. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Tuesday.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
Lance Pry, USA News.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know, there's a million different ways that this whole day could go, so I'm just popping in to say I hope you have a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. That's me, the Dougster. Doug Steffens' Good Day program now at 34 and change after the hour. It's the 25th of January, is it? 26th? I lost where I am. It's Wednesday. You got to remember sometimes. Okay, because Monday was a day off for me. And the ladies did a fine job of carrying on the tradition of being straight to the point or goofing off one or the other.
Both tomato.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Yes, right, exactly. Potato, potato. Valentine's Day is only a couple of weeks away. Is that good? Are you looking forward to Valentine's? What do you do on Valentine's Day with your husband, Ryan? What happens on Valentine's
Day? We are typically, I guess, curmudgeons about it. We don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. Yeah, because we used to when we were dating, and we never enjoyed it. It was never an enjoyable time. We would
put up kind of a thing.
Well, but
not only
that, but we love going out to eat, and we'd go out on our Valentine's Day date, and it was like, I swear, these restaurants brought in more tables and chairs. They somehow crammed so many more people, and maybe given COVID, things have to change. But it's like you were at your own table, but you were so close to the other person that I could, like, feel their body heat because their shoulders were so close. And that's just not enjoyable.
You can hear them arguing. Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah, you're thinking about Valentine's Day. That's cool. Many of you are still putting away the remnants of Christmas, however. That I know. I was talking to a few of my friends about what still is up, what Christmas decorations are up. You don't have any, do you?
The Christmas tree is still up.
It is?
Yeah, yeah, the two Christmas trees are still up, and I am kind of boycotting anybody putting them away. We keep lighting them up. Yeah, we keep putting on the lights each night.
Well, it's a good feeling. Nothing wrong with that.
Pretty, yeah. And you know what? It took a lot of effort.
But these are artificial trees that will go in the garage afterwards anyway, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
But all the decorating, let's just enjoy it a little bit longer.
Yep. Well, maybe you can blend Christmas with Valentine's Day. Who knows? All right. The situation with the United States of America supporting, this was a big conversation over the weekend. I don't know why I got into this with somebody, but I got into this conversation about whether we ought to be giving tanks and what kind of tanks. Somebody wanted me to know, trying to remember who the heck it was that I had engaged in this conversation. I can't, it's not important to the story, except that I didn't know, and I'll bet you many people listening to this program didn't know the difference between these various tanks, right? So we're sending Abrams tanks to the Ukraine. This is the Bidens were trying to have the Germans do it. And the Germans said, no, we want the Americans. If I have the story correctly, I think that's really kind of what it was, right? If you get down to the brass tacks, the administration announcing the decision. The plan includes a couple of dozen Abrams tanks that are apparently heavier and better than the other kind of tanks. That they want the bigger and the better ones. So help yourself. The tanks are paid for through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which draws weapons and equipment from private industry. The U.S. stockpile still remains. What private industry, unless they're making these things? Do you know anybody? I don't know any private industry that's got tanks. Do you?
Not personally, but I am sure they exist. I believe it.
Yeah. Unbelievable. The military-industrial complex, man, got us right by the short hairs. The Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, M-I-L-L-E-Y, I think it's Milley, said that this is a positive thing for the Ukrainians, given how difficult it is for them apparently these tanks are very, very, very difficult to operate and very difficult to maintain. And that's why the Biden administration, or at least these guys, said, all right, let's give them the other tanks because they can figure out how to run them. These are very sophisticated, a lot of technology in them. It's like flying an airplane. And it can be. These tanks are that complicated. I've heard that from several people, that these tanks that they're sending over there are just, if you don't know how to fly an airplane, a sophisticated airplane, you're not going to know how to drive these things either.
Good.
They're that sophisticated. Yeah. Anyway, so they're going over. The Germans had been approached by the Ukrainians to get tanks because they're close by. And the Germans said, I don't know if we want to give you our tanks or not. But anyway, the U.S. helped to get the tanks to Ukraine, and so they're apparently able to use them today. Moscow says it's a reckless provocation. Right. Yeah, of course it is, you jerks. Russians.
It's, when you really think about it, the whole Russia-Ukraine situation, It was supposed to, what was it? Putin thought it was going to last 3 days.
Yeah, right.
Like that. And then
almost
like,
a year.
This whole thing would be 3 days tops.
February 24th of last year. And I read. I'm going to have, you'll notice me being gone or being kind of a little out of it in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to have my eyes operated on next Thursday, the first eye, and then the Monday after that, the second eye, to remove my dependency on glasses as my eyes, I know that none of us think we're getting older, and I think I'm in tip-top shape, but my eyes are not agreeing with all of that. So I've been wearing heavier and thicker glasses, and I just don't like it. So I'm going to have the corneal implant. And I found out on, when was I at the office? Monday, that when they put you under, I was explaining this to Jay, when they put you under, they don't really put you under. You're on, you have Valium and some other stuff to basically deaden everything, but you're still awake and you can see what's going on. So the first thing that they do is freeze your eyeball in this procedure. They quick freeze it. It's like quick freezing peas in the supermarket, right? They just freeze you. They bring in the, what's that stuff, the gas, what's that stuff called? The cryo stuff? Yeah, it's a cryo sort of a process. Anyway, so they freeze your eyeball, and then they crack the cornea of your eye. They basically break it with a little jackhammer. Bing, bang, boom. And then they take a vacuum cleaner, and they suck the particles out of your eye. And according to the doctor, it's like 60 seconds. They instantly freeze your eye, and then you can't feel any of this. Your eyes are open, and you're awake,
yeah.
But you can't, yeah, I mean, you're not going to see that stuff.
Really interesting, because I had LASIK back in the day when it was they used this vacuum to kind of dry the eye out a little bit, and that part hurt. They did not prepare me for that. It felt like my eyeball was being sucked out of my head, and I see the knife coming at me. Well, you are having a different procedure, and this is much more developed than when I had it back in my day, but it was a knife.
You're so cute. Go ahead.
Like, you see this knife.
It's a knife. A razor blade.
You actually see it. Yeah, you see it. Yeah. Cut the circle around the eye, and then they fold the thing back. And I know I'm getting super graphic, but it is. Ugh. Like, you see this whole thing, and then they put it back in. But you have so much. They gave me Valium, at least, but they gave me a lot where it's like, you see it all happening, and yet you kind of care. But at the same time, it's like, you don't care in a way. And then it was easy peasy done. But I'm so interested in hearing from you, Doug, about the whole freezing process and the crap. Like, will you see the lens, like, spider off, and... I'm so curious what it's going to look like when you have this.
Me too.
What you are going to be seeing from your end.
I go see. Yeah. Anyway, so why did I start telling that story? Just because I was going to be gone or here and there over the next couple of weeks. And it was, I don't remember why we were down the street. But it's part of how as we mature, take care of yourself if you know, I find it very difficult. I have 40 pair of glasses, and I'm losing them all the time, and they had to be different. I remember when I first started wearing them when I was in my 40s, it was like 100, and then it was 150, and then it was 200, and then it was 250, and then it was 300, and then it was 350, and then it was 400. So, you know, and then at one point in time or another, you're going to say, okay, enough of it. Well, what has happened actually is because I drive a lot at night and it's dangerous. I would admit to this. I did get some prescription glasses so I could drive at night. But, you know, the halo, everybody who's gotten older goes through this. You see the blur, the halo, and the things that make it difficult to drive at night.
Oh,
and
astigmatism. Astigmatism sees that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't want to endanger anybody. I don't want to endanger myself. So that's part of it. Anyway, that's something that we'll have to talk about. Speaking of talking about things, you see the story about this young diamond heiress from India? Who is giving up on her fortune to embrace life as a nun?
Yes, she's eight. She is
eight years old.
Knows what she wants to do for the rest of her
already.
Life. Kudos to her. That is astounding.
Yep, it really is. She took her vow of renunciation in front of hundreds of onlookers. She showed a religious inclination early in her life, and so now she's following. This one of the youngest individuals to have taken the ceremony and to become a member of the faith, if you will. They now will live in a community where they have a simple life. But these people all have, apparently they're a big diamond family. They have, this young lady would be the heiress to a huge fortune because of the company being owned by her family is a big diamond producer, diamond mining. So she's the monks and the nuns that are in this order eat a rigorous vegetarian diet. They opt to cover their mouths with fabric to avoid insects that could come into their body. So after they eat, they wear the order, whatever you would call it, right? It's different than what I think the Muslims wear, because a lot of the Muslims don't cover up their whole face. This is just to keep the bugs out.
Mm.
Which seems like a strange kind of reality, but, you know, listen, it's really, I don't know, there's so many interesting people and so many interesting stories every single day. It's something that I'm very thankful for, to be able to have these conversations. All right, here's something else that I'm thankful for. The folks at Calitrin, who want you to get the most out of your weight loss process, exercising, yep, eating responsibly, yep, taking stimulants, no, taking drugs, no, staying in touch with your counselor, that'll be the way you can really have success. They'll give you a counselor. When you go to toploss.com and check things out from Calitrin, you will be assigned, if you choose, a consultant to help you with your results. So link up with them at toploss.com. Link up with a product right now. Use the Doug code. Get free shipping and 4 months free. That's the deal at the moment. The beginning of the new year brings a great deal. Check it out. Lose that weight. Feel good about yourself the natural way at toploss.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding this $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Iconic themes in television history. Who would have thought that a comedy about the Vietnam War would make it? It was kind of like Chuck and I were talking off the air. Chuck Curry is here on Good Day.
That was the Korean War, though, right?
It was the Korean War, yeah. Did I say Vietnam? Yeah, no, it was Korea. Yeah. No, it was about the Korean War. And then there was the comedy with Bob Hogan with Bob Crane called Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Came as a result. The fellow who created The Godfather, there's this show now.
The Offer on Paramount Plus. It's been on Paramount Plus probably for 5 months, but you just got a chance to watch it on an airplane, correct?
Right, I did, as a matter of fact. It was very, very, very well done. And the reason I bring up, I tie MASH and Hogan's Heroes together is because the guy that created The Godfather, his first job was to create Hogan's Heroes, and the way it was so... Yeah, it was very interesting.
And I was telling you off air, that has to be one of the most... I mean, think about it. You're pitching a sitcom where people laugh at war.
The Nazis.
And especially the Nazis.
Right.
I mean, and they made the Nazis into buffoons. But like we said off air, Bob Crane actually was really good on that show.
Yes, he was.
Richard Dawson also started on that program.
Yeah, he was very, very good. And
we played a theme, The MASH, because this day in TV history, actually movie history, January 25th, 1970, Robert Altman's MASH premiered at a film festival. And I was thinking, like, obviously the TV show was a tremendous show, one of the most popular sitcoms of all time, also delved into drama. But I would say that was an example of a movie that created a TV show that maybe was even better. I think The Untouchables for me. I mean, I love The Untouchables the original show, but the movie version with Kevin Costner. I mean, Robert Stack was in the TV show, but the movie version with Kevin Costner, I think it's one of the very best movies of the 1980s. Some good movies from TV shows, some not so good. There's been a lot of them, Doug.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's talk about the people who were snubbed by the Oscars. Viola Davis is complaining. Taylor Swift's people are complaining. I guess there are other people. Are you surprised that the nominations, either who was or wasn't nominated?
It's always a tight list, and it's always, there's five best actors, best actresses. It's always a tight squeeze. I said to myself months ago when I saw Elvis, right? I said, okay, I didn't think the picture was good enough to be best picture, but it was good, and it had a really good performance by Austin Butler as Elvis. But then I said, holy smoke, you know, Tom Hanks is terrific in this movie as Colonel Tom Parker. He didn't get any notices at all. And then I won pre-Oscar award, not nominated for an Oscar. So what people look at versus what, it's just it's subjective. You know, certain ones are obvious, but not everybody's going to make the cut. That's just the way, you know, the cookie crumbles.
Jimmy Kimmel is going to host March 12th, Top Gun Maverick.
I do think, Doug, though, that the Oscars this year are going to, they're going to be more popular, I got a feeling, than they were the last 2 years. We're coming at a, you know, at a COVID, and there's more films, a little bit more films, I think, of interest. One other snub, I mean, obviously Tom Cruise could have got nominated for Best Actor.
That's
that
pretty egregious.
In the industry,
it's pretty egregious he wasn't, but that's egregious. Yeah.
And also, listen, whether we like Avatar or not, I mean, the reality is James Cameron put a ton of work into Avatar Way of Water, nominated for Best Picture, 1 of 10. But he once again got snubbed for Best Director. Not that he was going to win, but...
Viola Davis for The Woman King.
Yeah.
Apparently she did a great... I haven't seen the movie, but she did very well. Surprised there. The Adam Sandler role in Hustle. A lot of people thought he should be nominated.
Yeah, there were really good in that.
Female directors, and there are a couple of really good. The Power of the Dog, directed by Jane Campion, that was quite a. That was last year.
But here's the thing: you have to say to yourself, all these voting members actually really see all these movies. I think a lot of it is just marketing and
of course it is. Salesmanship
to influence. It's like you could be doing the best radio show of all time, right?
I am.
But if you don't, and I know you are, but if you don't have the resource to promote to constantly bombard people with Doug Stephan in their mind, the people who are going to get the notice with the money to constantly promote, that those are the movies and actors and actresses that are going to get the top nods.
Yeah, well, anyway, be interesting. It might be almost worth watching if Jimmy Kimmel does. At least, hopefully, he'll stay away from politics and actually entertain
people. I'm going to watch.
All right, probably I will too, Chuck, or we'll join each other, at least psychically, together. Chuck Curry, Doug Stephan, and Jay Kirshner at 59 After on Good Day.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.